Hi guys, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with the one and only superstar, super girl, super babe, the Ola. So guys, today is officially the last. This episode is officially the last episode for the year 2020, and oh my God, what a year it has been! I am extremely grateful to have you listening to my podcast. I'm extremely grateful to have you in my life. If you're listening to this, just take this as my happy new year, like in advance message. I pray that the new year 2021 will be blissful, and we'll have a lot of like beautiful moments to celebrate with. So guys, this is the last episode of 2020, and 2020 has been, wow, that's all I can say. 2020 has been mind-blowing, like in all sense. So I'm grateful that we are alive today, that you can listen to my podcast and I can record my podcast today. It's something to be grateful about. And okay, that's all. My last episode, I told you I will be having a feature on my podcast today, and she's here. I had to fly her in from from the US to come and do this episode with me. So guys, join me as I invite to the microphone Ini Babe.
Hi guys, I'm Ini, and I'm live on TGIM with the Ola. Thank God it's Monday. I want to say happy holidays, compliments of the season. See you guys next year.
All right. So that was Ini. Anyways, today we'll be talking about today's topic is kind of like, I don't want to say is a bit like how do you say something is controversial, like it's something that I know people would have different opinions about. So like today we'll be talking about new year, new me, in quotes, is it trash or is it not trash? So in how do you like what can you relate? What do you like the tradition, new year, new me, what is it about you? Like,
okay guys, so we all know new year, new me is what everybody says when a year is about to come to an end and a new one is starting. In my opinion, I feel it's trash. No offense to anybody that carries it on their head, but we are all human, and I feel that as humans we are going to procrastinate. Why start something when it's a new year, when you can just start it the moment you decide to start? I don't know if you get what I mean. Okay, I have a friend, she has been, like, from what I feel, she has been procrastinating for over 3 years that, when is this also year? Okay, let me start from, when is 2018? I'll start talking to this person. 2018 came, she didn't stop. She was like, don't worry, 2019, she didn't stop. 2020, she didn't stop. And now I'm about to enter 2021. So I just feel that if you said, okay, I'm going to stop doing this, why don't you stop at that moment? Stop making it by this time next year, I'll stop doing this. In my opinion, I feel we just do that because everybody's doing it. Do you get me? I feel that we should all make a declaration that, okay, I won't stop doing this, I'll stop doing it at that point in time, instead of saying, when is this time next year, when is January 1st, I'll stop doing this, I'll stop doing that.
Okay, so like, how do you feel about those people that used to come and cut people off with scissors on the 31st?
Well, I forget get scissors, so I beg, see, if I don't like, if I won't stop talking to you, I'll do it instantly instead of waiting till the next year. What's the point of living a few months or a few weeks till the next year to stop talking to someone? Doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, I kind of like agree with you, because for you, like, you don't have to wait till the start of a new year before you figure out that, okay, well, I want to be a better person, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But mind you, I feel like some people have to have that yearly audit of themselves. Like, for instance, now there was a time that every year I usually just think about, okay, well, all the things that happened to me that year. Like, for instance, let's say in year 2017, I did a audit of my my like life, like okay, oh, these are the mistakes I made, these are stuff I did that didn't make sense, and I wouldn't want a repeat in 2018. So these are the ways that, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Some people cannot, I don't know why, for some reasons best known to them, they cannot just wait, like they cannot just decide that okay, oh, I want to stop doing this mid of the year. It always has to be towards the end of the year, and to me it's trash, because you don't have to wait, guys. See, let me tell you the fact, if you are not like, if you feel like this thing is, you have to be more intentional about your life at this point, because if you feel like okay, well, this thing is not working for me, please just cut it off, like don't do it anymore. Or if you feel like this will work for me, don't wait to the new year before you now decide that okay, well, I will start doing this, I will stop doing this. Come on guys, can do better, I beg. So new year, new me, can be two ways. I don't blame people that do that, like do I'm a new person in this new year, nobody can try nonsense with me, I will cut you off. 31st, you see them like this with their scissors, it is always so, it's always so hilarious, serious. They'll just put it on their social media that if you can't see this anymore, I'm sorry, my next post, if you can't see it, I've cut you off. Or more, you don't have to wait till 31st now, come on guys. If you feel like one person is toxic in your life, you have to let go of that person there and then. Don't wait till 31st. There are some people like this, let me not even talk, let me not even start this conversation right now. But basically what I'm trying to say is that okay, life has its ups and downs, and during a year, because it's like 365 days now, of course there's prone to be many like mistakes and many errors and many emotions running through that year. Please do not wait till the end of the 365 days to make amends or to like fix your life. So basically that's how I feel. I don't feel like it's trash, I just feel like it's unnecessary. Unnecessary now, it's not necessary.
Okay, I get you. I'm someone that once in a while I sit down and self-evaluate my life. But what I mean by trash, because some people always carry it on their head that next year, why not start now? You can evaluate your life every month, every week. Why must it be 31st of December? Why must it be that day? Why are you making it so important? Okay, fine, it's important because yeah, it's been 365 days, that's a lot, but it's just closing your eyes and waking up to another day. God gives us that grace every single day, so what makes that day so different? Do you get?
Yeah.
I'm not against self-evaluation at the end of the year, it's a thing of choice. I know someone that she does a lot throughout the year, so she takes that December 31st from 12 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. to self-evaluate and plan for the next year. That's because she has done a lot throughout that year. You get me?
Hey God, when?
But some people, they will have not done anything throughout the whole year. They just come out, by this time, say, I'll cut you off, I'll shake you. What the fuck is that? Like, what's the meaning of that? You are just chasing clouds. Sorry to say, yes, you are. You are, because you're jobless. Yes, no, serious, you are. I feel people that can come out and say, okay, this year I'm going to stop doing this, this is the plan for my new business, this is people that have worked hard, not just lazy Nigerian. You sorry to say, I know I'm used, but then again, and people that they're just, I don't know, they're not sad, let me use that word, they're very sad, and I'm sorry for their life because they are wasting their life.
Yeah.
Do you get? I know a girl, I think that was 2018, December 31st, she posted, if you cannot see my next story, you're out of my life. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what's that? So, I don't know. Everybody has their own thing. But for me, new year, new me is trash. New year, new me is trash. Sorry to say. But then again, don't forget to always evaluate yourself at every point in time. It can be a year, it can be a week, it can be a month, it can be 3 months, it can be 6 months, it can be 9 months. But don't carry new year, new me on your head. Don't carry it. If that's the case, it's new month, new me for me. Because me, I do monthly evaluation. It's new month, new me. Some people, it's new week, new me, you know. So yeah, don't carry new year new me on your head though, people. Wherever you are, self-evaluate, but don't chase clouds because it's going to be a new year. Don't do that.
Okay, so let me bust your head. My mom told me recently that one of her friends does like a weekly evaluation of herself, and it made so much sense to me because it's more like efficient, because you know that okay, well, every week you are rating yourself. Said when she first started, she like does maybe out of what, like maybe she writes down, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. She will do like maybe only half of one, like for a week. And over time, like she has been doing it for close to 5 years now, and she has been like, you can see growth. So for you to now come on the 31st as the owner of the new year now, you now come and be telling me that in this new year I'm going to be cutting off toxic people, bad energy, stay far away.
No
new
stress.
Year, no stress. New year, we are chasing Kinecon. Guys, it's good to have what you want to do in the new year and all of that, but please, for Christ's sake, we don't care. Like, we do not care. Talk to your head about it and execute it. No need to come and be telling us, it's a new year, it's a new me. If I don't smile at you, it's not my fault. I'm a new person, I'm changed. I beg. Anyways, guys, the year 2020 has already come to an end, so I would love to like encourage everybody to please, like, just in any way you can, just re-examine your life and make a commitment to be intentional about your life, because at the end of the day, now you get your life. If you like mess it up, now you go see Kariam. Do you get me? So any closing words of wisdom from Mama Solomon?
They say Mama Solomon, oh my God, don't kill me. Anyways, guys, as the Ola said, just be intentional about your life. Know what you're doing, know where you're heading. This year, 2020, has been wow. It has been wow, because that's the only word I can use to describe it. It has been a lot. So this new year, I'm not saying new year, new year. I'm just saying this new year, create a plan for yourself. Me personally, I'm doing a 5-year plan. I'm doing a 5-year plan. I have projects that I want to execute.
Guy, you never told me about. I feel so serious right now.
Anyways, I have projects that I plan on executing in 5 years time. So my own is not new year, new me. Is next 5 years,
new me.
I don't even know what to call it, but yeah, guys, just be more intentional about your life. Think ahead. Create, I don't know what's called them, markers, like, okay, by March I should have finished a course in this, by June I should have given to 10 people on the streets or something, I don't know. I'm just giving examples. Just do something, make an impact in the world, because this 2020 has taught me a lot about giving. I know times this year that I didn't have shit on me, but people came through. So build yourself, because God knows that in 2019, if I have built myself, 2020, I won't have needed as much help as I did this year. So build yourself, help others, spread love, and be happy. That's key, guys. Be happy, because happiness is...
What's your coco?
Happiness is the main. Yeah, guys. So, the other, thanks for having me on TGIM. And I hope you're going to invite me next year.
Okay, we'll try our best to invite you again. But guys, thank you so much for sticking to this point of the episode. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in 2021 being a better person, a better version of yourself, and doing better things, and making this thing that they call Mula any offer, like, are we making billions this year? Are we making millions? What is the plan? By the way, it needs like in case you like have any business ideas and you want her to like help you restructure, strategize, rebrand, re-everything, she's the hit, babe, because she's a like businesswoman. She's a strategy, she's a plug of everything. Even if you need them, let me not go to that side.
Anyways, guys, let me sell myself to you. If you need someone to help you plan your business, I'm here for you. If you need a plug, like, I know people that know people, and I also know people. You get me? Photographers, makeup artists, anywhere in Nigeria, even in the world. Yes, I'm spreading my wings. So anywhere in Nigeria, makeup artists, photographers, artists, live band, DJs, and they are really good, you know, and they are very affordable. I can even do something for you, so I'll give you a discount based on, say, you're a regular subscriber to TGIM. So yes guys, contact me. Thank you.
All right guys, so that will be all for this episode. I'll see you in 2021. Peace, love, light, and all of the good things that come with life. See you in 2021. Love you.